All scheduled times will be in UTC, and all scheduled transmissions will be upper sideband USB, unless otherwise noted. Frequencies, times, and other technical information can be found at DoD Mars Armed Forces Day. For more than 50 years, military and amateur radio stations have taken part in this event. And this reminder, W1AW, the Hiram Percy Maximum Memorial Station at ARRL headquarters, will be closed to visitors from April 28th through the 30th. The station building is undergoing scheduled maintenance that will impact the visiting operator studios. We look forward to welcoming visitors back on Thursday, May 1st, 2025 at 10 a.m. Eastern. W1AW qualifying runs and bulletin operations will continue as normally scheduled. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Hamvention is right around the corner. While you're perusing all the neat stuff at the ARRL booths, take a wander over to the AMSAT area. You can find them in booths 1007 through 1010 and across the aisle in 1107 through 1110. Meet with some of the AMSAT engineering team. Ask questions. See some of the neat projects we are working on. If you happen to be in the area on Thursday evening, AMSAT has an informal dinner at Tickets from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. No program, no speaker, just a lot of satellite guys and gals that want to get together for a bite to eat. Then on Friday evening, there's the annual Taper AMSAT Banquet at the Kohler Presidential Banquet Center. The food is always excellent. You can get tickets for this at the AMSAT online store. The deadline is May 12th. This year, the speaker will be Phil Kern, KA9Q, who will talk about his KA9Q radio software suite. On Saturday, be sure to attend the AMSAT Forum in Forum Room 2 from 1:35 p.m. until 3:10 p.m. The AMSAT Forum will immediately follow the ARIS Forum, so there's no need to change rooms. The ARIS Forum begins at 12:40 p.m. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.